Federal investigators have scored an unexpected victory in their four-year-long investigation of Democratic campaign money. The Justice Department announced last night that Indonesian financier James Riady will plead guilty to a felony charge of conspiring to defraud the United States government and pay a fine of $8.6 million. Riady will admit to using corporate funds from his foreign company to reimburse contributors to President Clinton's 1992 campaign. Foreign campaign contributions are illegal under U.S. law. NPR's Peter Overby joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Refresh our memory. Now, what's the connection between James Riady and Bill Clinton?
James Riady is one of the original shadowy figures of the 1996 Democratic fundraising scandal. He and his family own Lippo Group. It's a multinational based in Indonesia, has major investments in China as well as in the U.S. Some of those investments have been in Little Rock, and that's how the Riady family knows Bill Clinton.
And what are the particulars of the Riady case?
The case centers on a limousine ride in the 1992 campaign. The allegation is that after Governor Bill Clinton became nominee Bill Clinton, he and James Riady wound up in a limousine together after a campaign rally. In the limousine, according to the allegation, Riady pledged $1 million for the campaign. President Clinton was interviewed about this last year by the FBI. He said he didn't remember that specifically. And now in the papers that have been filed, James Riady said that he would support the campaign, no dollar amount specified. So the money came from Lippo corporate sources. It was laundered through individual donors. James Riady and Lippo Bank California are paying the $8.6 million fine. That is an all-time record in the history of the campaign finance laws.
The investigation has been going on for President Clinton's entire second term. What does Riady's plea mean?
Well, I talked to some people last night, people who've been close to the investigation at different points over the years. They agree that this seems to be closing one of the last chapters. This investigation was run by a special task force, and the task force has a mixed record. It very aggressively prosecuted Asian American fundraisers who'd been working with the Democratic National Committee. Two of those people are still awaiting sentencing. But the task force never brought charges against anyone within the Democratic Party structure or within the Clinton White House. And as Republicans on Capitol Hill would be quick to point out, Attorney General Janet Reno never let an independent counsel get a comprehensive look at this case.
What unfinished business remains for the four-year-old Justice Department task force?
Well, the only case on the radar screen right now is one that has nothing to do with the Democratic National Committee. It has to do with 1996 fundraising for New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Torricelli. But Riady has pledged to cooperate with federal prosecutors, and the Riady family has other ties to Bill Clinton, so there may be more to come. Just to give you one example, the Riadys hired Webster Hubbell after he got out of prison. Webster Hubbell used to be Bill Clinton's best friend. The allegation is that when they hired him for $100,000, it was some sort of hush money. Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray signed off on this plea agreement. Ray's office has been intensely interested in Webster Hubbell. So the saga may continue.
So President Clinton isn't out of the woods yet on this?
It's hard to say if President Clinton is or isn't out of the woods, but there may be another chapter to unfold in this case.
NPR's Peter Overby.